Welcome to Briggs Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Philadelphia Athletics and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Eddie Joost. Batting second. The right fielder, Wally Moses. Batting third. The left fielder, Elmer Vallow. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Sam Chapman. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Ferris Fain. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Billy Hitchcock. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Kermit Wall. Batting eighth. The catcher, Joe Astroth. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Hank Weiss. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Hank Weiss. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Johnny Lapone. Batting second. The second baseman, Jerry Pretty. Batting third. The third baseman, George Kell. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Vic Wirtz. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Hoot Evers. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Johnny Groth. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Don Colloway. Batting eighth. The catcher, Aaron Robinson. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Hal Newhouser. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Hal Newhouser. And now, play ball. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Johnny Lapone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lapone hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. One out. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock takes first base on ball four. Fain moves to second. Kermit Wall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wall hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Kell. Fain scores. Hitchcock goes all the way around to score. Wall moves to second. It's 2-0, Athletics. Joe Astroth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Astroth hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wall scores. That run is unearned. It's 3-0, Athletics. Hank Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0-for-1 in the game. Joost hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Moses hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Vic Wertz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wertz hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. One out. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 0 for 1 in the game. Vallow hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0 for 1 in the game. Chapman takes first base on ball 4. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Fain hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Chapman moves to second. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Hitchcock hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Chapman scores. Fain moves to third. It's 4-0, Athletics. Fred Hutchinson now pitching. Kermit Wall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. It's 5-0, Athletics. Kermit Wall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wall is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Wall strikes out. Two outs. Joe Astroth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Astroth is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Astroth hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hitchcock moves to third. Hank Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss is 0 for 1 in the game. Weiss strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. One out. Aaron Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson takes first base on ball 4. Fred Hutchinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hutchinson hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Johnny Lepon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepon hits a pop-up, foul, in back of the plate. Astroth settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Astroth. Johnny Lepon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepon is 0 for 1 in the game. Lepon hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Tigers nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0 for 2 in the game. Joost hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. One out. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Moses hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 0 for 2 in the game. Vallow hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 0 for 1 in the game. Pretty hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0 for 1 in the game. Kell hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0 for 1 in the game. Wirtz hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-1, Athletics. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 0 for 1 in the game. Evers hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Tigers 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Chapman hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Fain hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Hitchcock hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 0 for 1 in the game. Groth takes first base on ball 4. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 0 for 1 in the game. Callaway hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Groth moves to second. Aaron Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Robinson hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. One out. Fred Hutchinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hutchinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Hutchinson hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Johnny Lepon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepon is 0 for 2 in the game. Lepon hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Chapman. Lepon reaches second base with a double. Groth scores. Callaway goes all the way around to score. It's 5-3, Athletics. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 0 for 2 in the game. Pretty hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Tigers 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Kermit Wall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wall is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Wall hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Joe Astroth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Astroth is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Astroth takes first base on ball 4. Wall moves to second. Hank Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss is 0 for 2 in the game. Weiss hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hutchinson fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Wall moves to third. Two outs. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0 for 3 in the game. Joost hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0 for 2 in the game. Kell hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. One out. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Wirtz hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-4, Athletics. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 0-2 in the game. Evers hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 0-1 in the game. With a walk. Groth hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Chapman who is chasing the ball. Groth reaches third base with a triple. Alex Kellner now pitching. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Callaway hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Tigers 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1-3 in the game, with a single. Moses strikes out. One out. Elmer Vallo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallo is 0-3 in the game. Vallo hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Vallo. The throw from Robinson and he is safe. Vallo steals second. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0-2 in the game. With a walk. Chapman hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 2-3 in the game, with two singles. Fain hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Pat Mullen pinch hits for Aaron Robinson. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Neil Berry pinch hits for Fred Hutchinson. Neil Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry strikes out. One out. Johnny Lepon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepon is 1-3 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Lepon hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 0-3 in the game. Pretty takes first base on ball 4. Mullen moves to second. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0-3 in the game. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Mullen moves to third. Pretty moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Mullen. The slide. Astroth applies the tag. Mullen is out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Tigers 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Swift now catching. Hal White now pitching. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock is 1-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Hitchcock hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Groth. Hitchcock reaches second base with a double. Kermit Wall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wall is 2-3 in the game, with two singles. Wall bunts for an out with unknown description. Hitchcock moves to third. One out. Joe Astroth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Astroth is 2-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Astroth takes first base on ball 4. Alex Kellner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kellner hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0 for 4 in the game. Joost hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 home runs. He's got 2 RBIs. Wirtz hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Chapman. Wirtz reaches second base with a double. Bob Hooper now pitching. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 0 for 3 in the game. Evers hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wirtz scores. Evers moves to second. It's Athletics, 5, Tigers, 5. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Groth hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Evers scores. It's 6-5, Tigers. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Callaway hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Groth moves to second. One out. Charlie Keller pinch hits for Bob Swift. Charlie Keller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keller hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Hal White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Athletics 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Frank House now catching. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Moses hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Vallow hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Chapman hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Groth who is chasing the ball. Chapman reaches third base with a triple. Vallow goes all the way around to score. It's Athletics, 6, Tigers, 6. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Fain hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Chapman scores. 2 outs. It's 7-6, Athletics. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Hitchcock hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Tigers 6. The Tigers will come to bat. Johnny Lepon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepon is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Lepon hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Pretty hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0 for 4 in the game. Kell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Pretty moves to third. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 3 for 4 in the game, with a double and 2 home runs. He's got 2 RBIs. Wirtz is walked intentionally. Kell moves to second. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Evers hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hooper fields it, throws to the plate for one, and over to first for the double play. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 7, and Detroit Tigers, 6. Goodbye from Briggs Stadium in Detroit.